This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
Hello and welcome on the Belgian Eye. How must we carry on? We survived the Paris attack simply because we weren't at the right place. We weren't even in Paris, but in Brussels. That's 300 kilometers away, according to American standards, an irrelevant distance. Not to mention that we weren't even in Brussels, but 30 kilometers further in Leuven. Do note that Leuven or Wavre, both 30 kilometers, or Ghent, Mons or Namur, about to double, have nothing to do with Brussels. It are complete different cities situated outside the Brussels region. Yes, with a distance of some kilometers, you can be in another world, according to our Lilliput-like geographical standards. There were indications that Salah Abdeslam was going to finish his job in the capital, so we had level 4 security alert in Brussels, but only 3 in the rest of the country. This meant the closure of Kinepolis in Brussels, but not in Namur, Ghent or Leuven. No 1st or 2nd division football in Brussels, but no problem in Antwerp, Leuven or Mons. Big shopping centers and the whole metro remained closed in Brussels. Brussels airports, north as well as south, were open with no problem. Of course not, for both are not in the Brussels region, so no worry. If one might wonder why terrorists might choose Belgium, I guess the answer is quite obvious. If you want to get the heart of Europe, the biggest suburb of Paris, 300 kilometers from the Eiffel Tower, choose Belgium. Stay out of that blip on the map that's called Brussels and choose something nice close by. But I wasn't planning on giving some terrorist advice today. The question was, how must we carry on? I've noticed that I can't live in a place where everything is closed. If you want to kill our society, level 4 is a fine way to do so. I can understand that the security level was raised temporarily, but don't let it last too long. After all, don't let it last in your head. Christmas time is coming, Saint Nicholas also has to drop by, we need stuff to buy and our economy needs things to sell. In short, we simply must carry on like the way we did. Is there something that we might do better? Well, perhaps there is. How many people care about things that happen around them? What do you do with the abandoned bag you see in the street or on bus? Now everyone knows that it needs action. At least you have to warn someone. Paying attention to what happens around us is something we do too little. When you see someone stumbling across the street, he might be fasciculated, but he might as well be having a heart attack or something else. When someone forgets something, it should be no trouble to say something, even if you need to raise your voice a little. If you see something crooked, you should straighten it. This change of attitude might help us a little against terror, but it will also improve our society in general. How must we carry on? Well, perhaps we might start by more caring. Just do, and have a nice day.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine,
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
This is Radio X.